Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm recording now, so we can talk. It's mic's up.
What are you doing there?
We have
there?
There's so little of this still to do, Ben. Can you just...
First, the bad news. The world is no longer habitable for human life. Now for the good news.
Your new life starts today.
Find yourselves in Lime 3 Tango, aka Lime Tree Tango, because I am not being consistent about that. A disused hab complex somewhere in Sector CYN and a dead zone from level 3 up. Friend computer cannot hear you. Friend computer cannot see you. You have a brief respite and a lot of you are dying. Now you've made your way up to the third story, through past the gutters, through secret doors. You found yourselves inside strange guest bedrooms. There was a lot of things blowing up for a short while. Some people were briefly, we won't say who, lost their minds. And in fact, even as you stand now in a central bar in the center of what is the Scion safe house, you can see the figures of 6 or 7 different operatives of Scion standing around you as you hear a pneumatic thunk, a flush, and then a very, very wet, very, very drippy, very, very amniotic clone by the name of BuffCon, RBuff5, walks down the stairs towards you. You're on your 5th life. You only have 6, Hing, so this is your 2nd last.
Oh, hey, I'm back.
Is he surrounded by the mutants who have us surrounded? Or is
They've got their guns trained on all of you. They've all stopped for a second and they want to know what's going on. You've just said that you were going to help them?
We have returned to you. If you return to the guest suites, you will find your old friend Sykes returned to you. And we are here to parley.
All right. Obviously, one of them who seems to be wearing the red jumpsuits that a lot of them are wearing, but has kind of a leather jacket, looks up at you from beside the bar. He's flanked by 2 different lieutenants, but he looks sort of like a head honcho.
Dingo.
Sorry?
Do I have the pleasure, Dingo, of meeting the head of... this particular unit of the resistance?
Technically temporary head, actually. But yes, that is the current role that I occupy. I've got a little badge. I've got a little...
A not so little badge.
Okay, well,
this is a literal badge?
Yeah, it's got a little badge that he only wears inside.
Okay, inside the collar. Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, it's inside his collar because it's a secret society. So you don't, when you're wearing badges, you want to keep them hidden, because if you walk outside and you've got a badge on you that says, oh, you know, I'm head temporary head of the Scion
Dingo
Society.
Dingo, you're rattling again.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. No, I'm dealing with it, actually.
Exerting leadership is about speaking concisely. And
who's got the badge?
You do, Dingo.
Thank you very much. What's this you said about our ex-leader?
Now, I'm glad that I have your ear before he...
Current leader.
Enters the room. I understand. Now, double agents, triple agents, quadruple agents, quintuple agents, who knows what it's called after that. But there's a chance that this man is not who you think he is. Now, I will leave it up to you to decide whether we are returning him to you, with you with grateful arms, or whether you decide to do with him whatever you will. We leave that to you. We are just here to help.
His eyes look at you appraisingly as if for the first time, like he hadn't realized how just willing to deal you are.
All right. No, this is good. I can work with this. What did you say your name was?
My name is Pikachu.
And you?
The Mule.
And you?
Clancy's leg kicks out and there's a hiss of steam.
Oh, I see, the mule, yes.
My name is Jellyfish.
Jellyfish, yes, good, and...
I'm a cop.
What?
Cop. I'm a cop.
What?
It's because I can turn invisible.
No, I just want to be clear, because you came out of a tube a second ago with a cling-wrapped suit.
Yeah.
You've unwrapped it and you've put on the jumpsuit?
Yeah. Right. No longer naked.
Great, wonderful. And actually, have you or...
Does he still have his device?
No, of course not.
Oh, fresh. Well then go and turn invisible.
I want to rephrase what I just said. I am a mutant. I think we all just noticed something that I could do. I just made this bloody glob over here relax when he was going absolutely bonkers.
Uh-huh.
And everyone else in this room chill the fuck out. Sorry, you guys might not.
Mr. Chill.
I guess Mr. Chill is it. I didn't say it.
Certainly felt it.
Yeah, so you use your tone of command mutant ability on the now very dead body of BuffCon Mark IV. BuffCon 5, have you dressed yourself?
We arrive in our jumpsuit, right?
Well, no, because you're in a dead zone, you're being fired out of a pneumatic cannon in a capsule, and then you sort of come out, and then you get a cling wrap jumpsuit. So you've got it if you want.
Yeah.
We also have your old outfit if you want to be a cool punk.
If you want to just strip the body that's on the ground in front of you.
That would be cool.
I'll just wear the red jumpsuit.
Okay, now it doesn't come with any equipment because, again, you're in a dead zone.
But I can steal that off my old body.
Yeah,
right?
As long as you lose a point of moxie, but you can sort of sit there and start rifling through the equipment of your dead body, trying to not to look your dead eyes in the face. And yeah, you can take all that stuff back.
All right, why don't you guys just wait here? I've just got to get something from my temporary office.
Wait. Which one are you? What's your name?
Dingo. We just had a whole conversation.
Sorry, I forgot which one you were. Dingo, let me come with you to the office.
Why?
Because I have something I need to tell you away from everybody.
I don't, boss. The way he said that suggested to me not...
super weird.
That was a strange...
Please excuse my friend. He's a baby. He's a bit befuddled. He's just come out of his tube. I think, boff, I mean to say...
Yeah?
Jellyfish. We need to have a little tete-a-tete-a-tete. The four of us need to discuss what just happened. As you can see, and you know... organizations can be awfully complex.
Oh my god, the payroll? Oh, you ever tried to do payroll with single touch? A nightmare.
Look,
and then they tell me that they're changing it.
And then MR, Mutant Resources.
Absolutely. Oh, don't get me. Okay, listen.
Dingo, you're rambling again.
I know, I understand that I am.
They don't need to know about payroll.
Okay, well.
Look, it's very simple, all right? There's six of us here. We've got our guns trained on you. You seem to be equipping yourself with what is that? Is that a rocket launcher?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to use it?
No, I...
I can show you how it works.
You say you need to have a conversation with your friends. Obviously, there's some kind of breakdown of communication. So how's this for a deal? Maybe you're mutants. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're here to help us. Maybe you're some kind of double agents.
Who are you, by the way?
My name's Camry. I'm the sort of... I was the third in command. And now Dingo, who really needs to stand up for himself, is boss no matter what he says. And that makes me second in command, all right? I've got a mutant power too, by the way.
I just go up to Dingo. I was like, I'm not going to tell you how to lead, but I think you need to get that man in order.
Well, this is something that maybe me and Camry will have a chat about. Camry, my office.
But I just
now.
Want to make sure that they're not armed.
I close the door behind them.
All right, they walk away. So you can hold on to your guns for now, but you can use a booth if you want to have a chat.
Okay.
The other guards don't know what to do without the leadership there, so they sort of stand around keeping an eye on you with their guns sort of semi-trained in your direction, but without orders, they don't know what to do.
Friends, let's squish in. So we shall
all of us, all four of us,
in the middle of the it's like a rounded like bonkette kind of thing. Now, my status as leader here is absolutely up for question, but it seems to me we are in a predicament. We cannot go back. Many of us may not want to go back. Many of us may not have wanted to be with Amigo at all. Now, circle of trust.
Sure, there's a glass in the booth. You can all spit into a disgusting glass and have a little sip if that's what you freaks want to do.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
Boff?
Yes?
You have powers.
Do you want me to shoot him again?
Beetle, you have powers. You have powers.
I do.
You have powers as well?
Yes, I do.
What are your powers?
Well, if we're all spitting in each other's mouths, I can slow down time. I'm yet to use it. I'm just feeling it come back to me like so many other sensations.
Like
and
what?
Memories.
Yeah, you're really hanging out with that wood earlier on today, weren't you?
What kind of memories?
Something I must tell you, when I ran my hands over that wood, I felt as though not me, but perhaps the original version of me worked with wood.
Yeah, you actually...
Memory.
I was Jesus Christ, the carpenter.
No. You do have sort of memories. They're coming back to you. Like all of the memories that are resurfacing. A lot of them are as being infrareds, but you have a strange one where you saw that desk, which is you imagined yourself at a desk just like it and in front of what seemed to be a strange terminal with processed vegetable matter sheets in front of you, and you were staring at them, looking at them, not like the sort of flimsy wax reed readouts that you get all over Alpha Center, but something like rich paper, and you used to work at a desk just like that. You wore clothes of different colors and fabrics, and you were in a room that seemed to be made of more woods and mortar and strange materials that's textures all seem wrong, but you remember being very happy.
Yes, I used to eat something called a hamburger at my desk because I couldn't leave for lunch because my job was very important. But on my desk, I remember...
What was your job?
I don't know. I think I was some sort of hamburger salesman.
Hang on. So they would make you eat hamburgers at your desk as a hamburger salesman because
you'd be fresh.
No, because you were so important, she said.
Put this all together. I mean, seconds ago I couldn't even tell you
what's your memory. Talk us through your day as a hamburger salesman. What are you, like a door-to-door salesman?
He was over the phone. So I had to call people.
You were calling people and saying,
Clancy's crying, tears are streaming down.
I had to ask them, are you interested in buying a hamburger?
And what did people say to that?
Well, usually they said, I'll just buy one myself.
it was a cold calling hamburger sales out.
Sorry, and Sykes is just also here. I couldn't help overhearing. So, like, was it a specific kind of hamburger? Like, or with just the concept of hamburger?
Just say, I buy a hamburger. How does it get to me? Do you then go and make it, or is that someone else's job? I've got to go to a restaurant that you contact as a third party and pick it up from there.
Were you paid by commission? Was it like cheeseburger leads, and there's some leads who are better than others?
I was paid by commission. But I had to say, I would call someone and say, are you interested in, are you got a party to cater for in the near future? That I can sell you a dozen pack of hamburgers.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me
think. What is this? There's a beautiful world outside of here. And he's sobbing.
Yeah.
A world where people are buying and selling hamburgers.
I'll be honest, this doesn't sound like a beautiful world.
I have two things to say. One, what is a hamburger? And two, while you're all sharing, I need to share as well. Sykes, please go to the other side of the room, please.
Sure, fuck me, I guess. Bye.
Sykes walks over and pours himself...
You didn't spit in the cup.
pours himself a contraband whiskey, a sort of a mash still whiskey.
I, Circle of Trust, do not have powers. I am not a mutant. I am a guy who found himself here and... I was the leader of this ragtag, ramshackle crew, and I can never go back. So.
But you could go back.
I am by nature a curious, cheeky, impulsive man.
So cheeky.
But very quickly, I learned that in the world of Alpha Complex, I could not be myself. And maybe this is an opportunity to be who I am. Either way, I'm with you. I'm stuck with you. So let's make the best of this situation. I'm no longer your leader. I'm your equal.
Well, it sounds right now like we have a decision to make. Whether we stay here, we work with the mutants, you with the mutants, we as mutants, or we use what we have and we go back and we work as double agents, not for
amigo, but against him.
There's a scream and a sonic sort of whoosh as you all of the curtains alongside the outside wall of the bar flutter, and you can suddenly feel that there's a great hovering shape has pulled up alongside the wall, and then of some kind of anchors being fired into the wall as one of the other mutants runs and goes off into the spare room to tell Dingo and Camry.
Oh, they're going to want to hear about this. I got to go, is what he says.
Is this all of our secrets? Are we unloading all of our secrets? Or just these ones?
I think if you got secrets, yeah, probably now would be laid out.
Okay, good, quickly. I'm a member of the church.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Lunges across the table and you go.
We're holding each other's necks. I don't even remember why, really, but I know that there is a box that they want me to get from the Free Enterprise, and I have suspicions that you, BuffCon, are involved in the Free Enterprise.
You already got your fucking box.
What?
When we were at the other one, you got your box.
No.
How many boxes are there?
No, this is the same box, but a member of the mutants got it from the computer, and I've got to get it back from the mutants before they give it to the Free Enterprise. And does that word mean anything to you?
Probably. I haven't been paying a lot of attention.
Sorry. Did you mean this box?
You turn around and you see that Dingo, flanked by Camry, is now holding...
pointing to his penis.
A black lacquered box with a strange symbol on it that you recognize very much, Clancy. And as you will see it, there is suddenly a high-pitched whine, and you hear sound as a high stream of some kind of highly corrosive liquid starts cutting a rectangle very, very slowly through the third-story wall of the bar, while all of the other clones stand well back.
This is our ticket out of here. We're trading this box to the Free Enterprise for extraction. So if you guys want it, well, you can't have it.
For what?
For extraction out of here. Relocation. I'm gonna relocate to another part of Alpha Complex with a new... I think I'll be called Monsieur Big Dick.
Firebrand hears all this, by the way, particularly the last bit.
And Firebrand's like, you have no idea how powerful that box is. You cannot just trade it as a trinket. You need to listen to me now. Whatever the Free Enterprise has offered you, turn them down. We cannot have it fall into their hands.
This rectangle is about 60% cut now. It's obviously there's some kind of vast flying craft on the other side, and they're cutting a doorway into this third story wall.
I'm going to use my mutant power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to time jam. Time slap. Slow jam.
can you bring anybody with you on your...
Yeah, I can slow time around you. Good question. Yes. So I can do this. Oh, I can, yes. I've got enough moxie points. Yeah, I can do 5 actions, one after another, depending on how many moxie points I use before
Great.
Anyone else can even blink.
Unfortunately,
so no
you
one
only
can
have
come
4 moxie points before you lose your mind. So that's a maximum of 4 actions, and that would send you on a break. But you can do 3 actions and still keep some small measure of your wits about you.
All right, I'll do 3 things.
All right, so time slows still. The only one that can move is Clancy. Clancy, what do you do?
Okay, I'm going to grab the box.
Yeah, you run forward, you grab the box out of Dingo's hands, ripping it out at slow speed means that 2 of his fingers are ripped off and flop slowly in the air, but he hasn't even reacted because time is still slow.
Gross.
Do you think time's slow or she's fast?
I think that, it's only a question of relativity.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I'm slow. I've slow time. I'm not.
Oh, do you think you were saying outside the building what's happening?
Yeah.
Is it localized?
Yeah.
No, I think that she can actually access a faster mode of movement.
Yeah.
So the entire, everywhere, Alpha Complex, Friend Computer is moving slower right now.
Okay, what counts as 1 action? Can I...
That was your first action.
Can I jump on board the ship?
Okay. It's the door... at the moment, the door is about 60% cut, so you could run, jump through the window, and you could free fall 3 stories if you want to try and grab onto the side of the plane or something, but this doorway isn't cut yet.
All right, well, I'll jump out.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Window then.
Okay, that's your second action. So you're going to grab the box, you're going to jump out the window.
Yeah, and I'm going to, as I fall, I'm going to shoot at the window with my rifle so I can land in the driver's seat.
The window of the ship?
The ship is
pointing sideways. You've jumped underneath it. Is that right?
Have I? You know, I thought you meant I could go to a tall window, jump out the window, and jump into the driver's seat.
I think there's a tall window. I don't know if you can get into the driver's seat, but you can get onto the Thunderbird. But of course, this is a pretty impressive piece of athletics. Or I guess throw? What do we think? Is athletics or throw? Either way, you know, dealer's choice. But it's definitely a bit of chutzpah and athletics or throw.
All right.
So you need to make the roll. And because you're bursting through the door as well, the moment you break through the window, the computer goes, there you are. Your HUD lights up, and I need you to roll the computer dice as well.
But the computer would be very slow.
Yeah. No, it's just managed to connect to you.
All right, I've got a computer six.
You've got a, but you also have another
success. And I got a success.
All right, so you suddenly, as your third action, you grab the box. All of you see suddenly a whir. Dingo screams in pain as some of his fingers just flop out. The box is a blur and disappears, as is Clancy. And then suddenly you hear a shattering behind you, and you turn around just in time to see that Clancy clambering onto what is a Thunderbird attack craft. It's a large troop transport. It can hold about 12 different people. There are other figures inside the transport, and they're spinning around. There's chaos, and Clancy is grappling with them. So very quickly, what are the rest of you
going to
do?
I'm going to throw a smoke grenade down in the room to lower visibility and run towards the open door to jump onto the plane.
Okay, you grab a smoke grenade. Can you roll a dice for me very quickly?
Yeah, which do I do? Operate?
No, just a six-sided dice.
That's a four.
All right, great. You grab a smoke grenade and you throw it into the room, and suddenly smoke explodes everywhere. No one can see anything as everyone shouts in confusion and panic reigns. What do you do, Beetle?
I run over as well. How is the door open?
Yeah, the door is just one good kick, I reckon, and you can smash it backwards into the Thunderbird if you want.
Yeah, I come down and I kind of shoulder barge it.
All right, you shoulder barge it. Make for me a violence check, violence athletics.
Fortunately, no.
You can re-roll, but it'll cost you Moxie.
Hey, just a quick question.
Yes.
Alex didn't have to use Moxie for her skill. And
yes, I did.
Oh,
you didn't have to roll for your Moxie, and I just wanted to maybe just change the way my one works. I think, I don't know, you made me roll for whether it succeeded every time, and I think mine is, it does always succeed, but it's an extra Moxie if I want to add a word. So if it's literally one person, one word, like
okay.
I say free.
Well, it succeeded anyway, so that's fine.
Is that okay? Just because, I'll just take off just so I have less before I use so much Moxie.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll re-roll two. That's a five.
All right, 1-5 is success is enough. It's only just enough, though. It means the concrete smashes over and the entire gunship lurches to the side, knocking people over who were coming towards you with guns, their guns scattering wildly. You can now see that these are very slick-looking foreign sector operatives. All of them are wearing what look at first like regulation jumpsuits, but they all have sort of strange gold accessories, sort of flash collars, this kind of strange contraband flair decorating them. And you know, you've seen these before. These are members of Free Enterprise, one of the more shadowy members of the Grey Culture Clubs that you had forgotten about until now, as more and more of your memories are surfacing. Meanwhile, Bofcon?
I need that damn box. If I use my mutant power, do I, and that succeeds, will the person I'm possessing succeed in their attempt to do something, or will they need to do a secondary roll?
No, I didn't let him roll for the guns. You will do it for them by proxy.
And can I see Clancy?
Yeah, you can see Clancy scrambling with a bunch of Free Enterprises that are sort of fighting on a rock or a rumble.
She's got the box in her hand.
I'm yelling, come on!
Then I'm going
to you guys
puppeteer Clancy to throw the box back to me.
Okay, great. How much Moxie are you spending?
I'll use 3.
Great, all right.
And there's no computer dice with this because I'm inside the kind of
You're silence. Still inside, yeah.
That's 3 failures. Then, okay.
You can do a reroll if you want. You're just gonna cost you Moxie?
I'll go insane again.
All right, suddenly you feel...
Oh, fuck it. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll go insane. Who cares? And that's a failure as well, but I'm insane now, Dave.
Cool, but it's a re-roll, so you actually can re-roll the dice.
Just, didn't he?
I did. I added the extra dice.
Didn't add an extra dice. It's a re-roll. You can re-roll all the dice.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so you don't re-roll. So I've got 2 more chances then. They're also failed.
Okay, great. We've achieved it. So suddenly you spin around as your hand goes wild and you feel like tendrils are pulling it. You turn around and you see with his eyes looking at you a strange expression, Bofcon lurching at your hand, but you pull it back, the tendrils snap, and the feedback causes you to howl in pain as you get hurt, and something snaps inside your brain as you lose it. Now, how does that work for you? You're in the middle of a gunfight. This is a different break.
I guess
break. Have a rocket launcher.
Well, I guess then because Clancy's stolen the box, I'm gonna shoot Clancy with the rocket launcher.
Okay, is that what you want to do?
I guess.
All right, great. Make for me a violence and guns check.
Two successes.
All right, two successes means that a missile is slammed into the rocket launcher and it fires in, and the gunbird whines as the wing smokes. Can you very... No, in fact, I'm sorry. You rocket to the side. You take 2 points of damage as the gunbird spins. Its copters go crazy and it smashes into the side of the building, and everybody falls to the floor as every member of Free Enterprise that was on the only escape ship out of town dies, and Clancy, you die with them, and the box falls down to the ground on the outside of the HAB complex as Firebrand screams and runs forward to the window and starts trying to climb down the side of the building, chasing it. Meanwhile, what do you do, Strawberry?
That's a good question. I am going to grab Boffo and throw him out the side of the building.
Okay, you grab Bofcon and make for me an athletics throw check. A violence throw.
Violence throw, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now because...
And that's 2 success, 3 successes.
That's 3 successes. Now because this is up close and personal, if you want to try and avoid it, you can make yourself a violence athletics checking, but you need to get more than 3 successes. It may not be possible.
What if I try and... fight back against being tackled, right?
Okay,
that would be violence melee, not violence athletics.
Yeah, make a violence melee check.
And I need how many successes?
3 successes.
Okay.
Well, 4, actually. You've got to beat him.
No, they're all 4.
All right.
One success.
You try to kick his legs out from under him, but he grabs you, scoops you up by the middle of your waist, and throws you out the window. Another window, unbroken. Every time someone goes out a window, to be really clear, they're all choosing.
And at the bottom, there's also 2 mutants carrying like a pane of glass across the street.
As your body goes screaming, you fall out the side. This is 3 stories. Question, 3 stories. Who thinks they could survive a 3-story fall?
I think it would be pretty difficult.
Do we think maimed or dead? I don't want to be unfair here.
I feel dead is my intent.
Dead, yeah. Dead, yeah. Dead. All right, unfortunately then...
It's like falling out maybe, but thrown out, I think you're going to land on your head.
You'll get like a lot of like flipping action.
Mm. Bofcon up, Boff 5.
Oh, also he's probably falling on the wreckage of a helicopter. So
also the wreckage of a lot of glass. Right, he's very, very, very dead. You, however, saw this. So, Beetle, what do you do?
Just a question. I knocked that door down. Did I go through the door and onto the ship?
Oh, no. You only said you knocked it down. You didn't
I knocked
say you
it
wanted
out, yeah,
to go.
Okay. I'm
so you there. Actually, you knocked the door down. You were about to dive into it when a rocket went past you and the ship went
and I go,
smash.
And I kind of bend backwards. Is there something like a drain pipe or something I can kind of like...
You have
down?
A great view of Firebrand, who is scurrying down the only remaining drain pipe on this side of the building, and he's racing down, and you can see what he can see, which is just on the second floor, just one floor below you, where there's an old junction box. Possibly, the black lacquered box has wedged itself on the junction box and is sitting 2 stories up above the ground. Firebrand is desperately reaching for it.
How close am I to...
1 story up.
Okay, so I'd say it's within range of my mutation. So I scream freeze, which is just like a single word.
While he's climbing?
While he's climbing.
Does it work?
Well,
he doesn't. I think it's just because it's one word. It's every word. It's only a few seconds.
He freezes like a cat startled and then just like peels back off the wall completely rigid. And you can hear him going, oh, I've got a stiffy all over.
You don't see what happens to the body, but he collapses down 2 stories and lands on the ground. Meanwhile, what are you doing, Clancy?
I'm dead.
You're dead. You hear a boom from the distance, and you know that Clancy will be with you soon, but you have a chance for another action. The other mutants, meanwhile, suddenly panicked in the gunflight, having seen that their only transport has blown up, grab their guns, and they start descending towards you, ready to fire. What do you want?
I'm going to throw a grenade at them.
There's smoke everywhere, which has bought you so much time, but this time you want to do a high explosive?
Yep.
All right, make for me a throw attack.
Throw attack.
Violence throw.
Throw.
With one less dice than normal because you can't see because of the low vision.
Okay. That's...
Cool, that's a success.
Yep.
So the bar blows out, this explosion, you see bodies raining everywhere, you hear Dingo barking above it all trying to get attention, and you also hear at least one of the other mutants who's got a little more compass mentis, is that a word? Compass mentis?
Yeah.
Then the others grab what looks like a heavy, bulky pack with a visor and slam it over his head. His eyes glow as he starts moving towards you, Beetle, because he can see, and all you can see is the red of his visor.
But he's on the side of the building, right?
Or yes. Hang on, who's sorry? No, the last one is Bofcon. He's working towards you.
Bofcon's dead. He's been
thrown off the building. We haven't done three-dimensional fights like this with multiple clones before. Are you the only person in the building?
Yeah, I'm.
This could be trouble for you.
I'm yet to climb down.
All right, so in that case... You're still in the building.
I'm just kind of on the edge.
Yeah, I was.
So I guess I'm still in the building. I don't know if I'm... I'm sorry, I'm really...
So the visor figure is heading towards you in the front of the blown-out door on the side of the building.
Yeah, big trouble. How close is the stairwell, like the one way down that you said?
The gutters, you can give it a go if you want. It'll be an athletics check.
Yeah, that's athletics for me.
Yeah, so. It's because you need to know that it's checking. You can make this brains or violence, depending on how you want to approach the
violence.
Climb.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Yep, that's good. Come on, lucky number 6. I got 1. Is that a 6? Yep, 1, 2, potentially 3.
All right,
that's a 6.
You 3 successes. You scurry down very, very efficiently, grab the box as you do, and then you hop down and you see that there's actually fire escapes, which is very a weird anachronistic that Friend Computer has built inside a building that can never be on fire, but you're able to jump, run those down to the surface. Meanwhile, you see that visor figure turn around towards you.
Is Firestorm, what's his name? Firebrand, is he...
He's dead and disappeared at the moment. Presumed dead. We don't know where he is.
Fell down the side of the building.
Oh, right, yes. Stories. Okay, cool. I'm going to start climbing down after...
You're racing past the advisor one who lunges out to grab you, so quickly make for me a violence athletics check.
That's Strawberry.
It's a failure.
All right, and you're not re-rolling or anything. So in that case, he grabs you and he lunges and your head cracks against the side. What are you carrying on you? You were just throwing grenades.
I've got heaps of stuff.
So you have a strap of grenades, I think.
Did you say he grabbed onto me?
He grabbed onto you and you brained yourself on the side of the wall over...
Yeah, I'm going to brain his arm.
Well, let me just tell you what happens because you rolled a failure. So you lunge, you try to grab onto the side of it. You're dizzy and concussed and the capsule of grenades that you were pulling out... clatters over the side and you see pins disappearing, clip, clip, clip. How many grenades do you have on you?
And 2 more explosive grenades.
And 2 more smoke grenades? As they disappear below into the foundations of the building, and you hope that that's not going to be a problem for you later, but you also take a point of damage. Now, how did you want to react?
If he's grabbed onto me, I'm going to grab his arms with my electricity gauntlets and I'm going to, like, fry him. Well, actually not. I'm going to, like, put them in front of me and like, blast him off me.
All right, you activate the switches again and you feel something click and break as the switches on them activate but then jam. So now your gloves are staying on, but they're electrical and they hit him and he smashes backwards and slams into a painting that I never thought to mention of a bunch of dogs playing poker that's just behind the bar, and he's free as Dingo starts trying to crawl towards. Everyone's pandemonium in the smoke. Nobody can see. None of the mutants that have any mutations that would help seeing through smoke are helping, and you're able to scurry down after your friends.
My gloves are still on.
Yep.
Crucially. And I can climb with electric hands.
They're insulated. So what you're doing is you're electrocuting the entire gutters, but luckily, because you're doing this so much later, you're managed to get into the ground before you get onto the rails.
Can I use an operate to see if I can turn them off?
Yeah, absolutely.
So a mechanics operate.
Yep.
So 1, 2.
It'll be pretty rough and ready.
We'll stop them from blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1, 2, 3 successes.
3 successes is a lot. So you manage to sort of keep jamming the switch, and then you hear something break, and the gloves go down, and they're just insulated gloves now, but they're no longer electrocuted. So you scurry all the way down,
yep.
And then just as you're about to hit you reach to the ground, just as you're about to get onto the fire escape, suddenly you feel plop, 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 plop as things fall around you.
I immediately bolt.
All right, you just quickly make an athletics check for me, violence. No, you know what? Brains and athletics?
Brains and athletics.
Well, I think it's a brains and athletics check.
Yeah, that's fair. So that's just 2. That's a 1-1. Yes. Right.
You look around for a second, trying to work out what you want to do as two high explosive grenades explode at your feet, destroying you instantly, leaving nothing but a smear of smoking boots as you somewhat sheepishly land down between him and see the dead body of your friend, and then look across the road where you can see a bus stop standing next to a clone supply depot where two very wet operatives, Bofcon and Clancy, are standing.
Hello, hello. All going well in there, I hope. Hey, you killed me.
does anyone know where that box is?
You've got the box?
I'm dead. Yeah, I just got exploded.
You look down on the ground and you see, and this was what looked like an old, fragile wooden box, but impossibly between his boots, it seems like the box, there's not even a scratch on it. It's as if it's impervious to damage.
I have a box.
You pick it up, you turn around, and you can see the figure of Strawberry holding the box. You hear a vroom behind you as a very naked Beetle the Third emerges from the tube, gets stuck halfway, and then has to crawl out through the fluid, clutching a jumpsuit in his hand and a gun in the other, because you are back inside Alpha Complex, back inside Sector CYN, having escaped the zone with the box for now and a difficult decision ahead of you, because you are now back in the world of Friend Computer. You have done much to get here, and it seems that you've suffered, but not enough to stop. So the question now for you is, do you return for your just desserts, or do you take what little measure of defense you can and try and find a new life for yourselves amongst the radicals that lurk beneath Alpha Complex?
Woo!
Starts today.
The cast of this week's episode of OK Computer is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, and Tom Carty. Our Dungeon Master and Friend Computer is Dave Harmon. The NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins, and music provided by Tom Carty. Shakira Khan is our producer, and the podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest. OK Computer is brought to you by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes, as well as other exclusive content for just $5 a month. Until next time.
Alex is being very careful of what she drinks, which is why you just found yourself some mystery cream in the fridge.
Yes, somehow I give it a good sniff.
Yeah.
And I've actually, my mutant power as a pregnant person is enhanced sense of smell.
Did you
know that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
so
really
I can smell if things are off, and this wasn't off.
See, I don't have dairy in the house. So I never smell off milk. But if you're given whiffs to things on the reg to see if they're off, how often are you smelling something that's wrong?
Well, not often, because I usually will throw out my milk before it's used.
Live in a hovel.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
You've never smelled off milk?
She's also a dirty
milk?
Little...
I'm sure. Oh, probably not, actually. I can't think of it. I mean, I think I can imagine what it smells like. So I must have smelled it at some point, but I can't think of a time I have opened some milk and gone to check and then it's gone.
Yeah, my parents were so scared of anything ever being off.
Yeah.
That, like, let's do a quick poll. If it's the day of the use by day,
throw it at a truck.
Do you drink it, Dave?
Yes.
Sniff and see.
No.
Sniff and see. Sniff and see.
Okay, so I don't even sniff and see because I'm terrified of sniffing off milk.
I am so. I mean, I obviously after like a day or two, I obviously smell because. But I, in my experience, no, we're friends, so nobody's going to take that and use that against me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.